people are saying that nobody loves J-Lo more than J-Lo. And, like, I kind of have to agree. It's a story about how she ended up with Ben Affleck again after all the years. I don't know that it needed a whole movie about it. Like, I found myself getting bored. I found certain parts to be, like, very cheesy and not, like, musical cheesy. It was just very, like, ooh, you could tell she wrote this herself. Welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo. Woohoo! Today I'm having a little slumber party. I decided to wear my pajamas for today's hot topics. Today, my co-host, my anchor, co-anchor? Yeah, my anchor of the ship, or the canoe, is Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
Hello, how are you doing? Doing good?
So yes, good, so good, yes.
Good. Good.
So today I thought we would gather some like hot, spicy topics about like popular media or media that's just been bumping. And I want to know your opinion on Cosmo.
Okay.
Do you feel like you enjoy hot topics gossip, or is that something you don't dabble in?
It's something I don't dabble in, but it comes across me all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm more, like, it's always around me, but I'm like, I'm not the one that's like going looking for it, but I'm just like,
oh, okay.
I hear it. I see it. And like, I like, if it spikes my interest, I'm like, ooh, let me look into that.
Yeah, I seek it out. I love hearing like not celebrity gossip, because like it's not the person that is interesting to me, but I like hearing the backstory or like the underbelly of like how people became actors or how they ended up writing a show or like a piece of music or whatever the case is. But I do find like celebrity culture interesting, like how we love and dislike celebrities for some certain reason, or like what they put out there we find fascinating or enough to put our opinions on. So today I thought we would play that role a little bit and dabble into some spicy hot tea on celebrities.
Nice.
Are you excited?
I am very excited.
Ooh, very good, very good. I would say I'm more curious to hear your input on this, just because like I know we both come from like different, I don't want to say like different worlds, but like different thoughts
different
on like
universes.
Gossip. Yeah, very yeah. much so. Like yeah. I'm very like ooh-ooh-y girl. I love reading like commentary on like social media creators as opposed to like celebrities. So I'm curious your feedback on some of these things.
Cool.
I'm going to start with a really weird one, just like right out the gate. Do you know who JoJo Siwa is?
Yes.
You do?
I do. I've heard of him.
She's a girl.
Okay, I've heard of them.
She's a little blonde girl.
Yeah.
She was on Dance Moms.
I've seen a clip of it. Of Dance Moms. So,
so you know Abby Lee Miller?
Yeah.
She would yell at the kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Horrible person, but okay.
Ugh, you're not wrong. So JoJo was like a little girl on that show, and she's like, I want to say she's 18 now. To my knowledge, and she idolizes like the bangers era of Miley Cyrus. Like she loves that arc of like Disney girl gone bad. So she's trying to make her own version of that. But you know how most celebrities, when they have that era, they don't warn you. They just do it.
They just do it.
Because that's who they are.
Yeah.
Well, JoJo Siwa put out like a warning on her social media, being like, this content from here on out is not made for children. Warning, expletives coming. And like, she sent out like a warning on her Instagram.
Wow.
And you know how like Instagram has the three blocks or whatever?
Yeah.
She made this warning and edited it so that it was in those three blocks. So now when she posts from here on out, it's going to mess up her little warning. But anyways, she wrote a song called The Karma. And I would like to read to you an excerpt that she sings in this song. I'm going to swear, by the way, for those of you listening. It goes, karma's a bitch. I should have known better. If I had a wish, I would have never effed around.
I'm waiting for it to rhyme.
No, that's the excerpt.
What?
So she in one sentence says bitch, but then backpedals and says the words effed.
Jesus.
When effed has the same, like, she could have just wrote fucked.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, she was photographed leaving a sex shop the other day, and she looks like her normal, regular self, like, cute little blonde with her little ponytail, so she wasn't wearing anything, like, crazy, but she was carrying a large stuffed animal that was a smiley face penis. And that's her bad girl era. This is like her version of this bad girl era.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, have you? Wow.
It's like the most soft bad girl era I've ever heard of.
That's very soft, right?
It's so
that is,
soft.
That is like.
It's mid.
Oh my! That's not even mid. That's like the bottom of the that topic food chain. I mean, it's just so weird.
Yeah, it's very like she wants to continue her fame is kind of what I'm thinking, but she wants to do it right in the sense of like warning kids. Because, like, I do think she's very kid-coded. Like, she sold the bows that she would wear in her hair at Walmart for, like, years. And they were very targeted towards kids. Mm. So, the warning I understand. But I don't think it needs to be up for weeks on end. Like, I think she should have just posted the warning and then dropped the music video.
I think she should ease into it and wait till she's, like, 25 at least.
You think so? Wait till she's 25?
And she still has kids' followers?
I mean, yeah. I get it. Because, like, as soon as I was 18, I was modeling for Playboy. So I understand the, like, the desire to want to be an adult. Like, I get that. But I think the whole rebrand with the warning, with the, like, her going on interviews saying, like, no one in my generation has rebranded themselves and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, but, like, Olivia Rodrigo is doing it right now. Mm. Miley Cyrus isn't a Gen Z, but, like, you know, it's still in the same time period. So, I don't know.
I think Miley Cyrus did it gracefully.
You think so? With the blurred lines and her, like, on the MTV Awards?
Yeah, that was her trying to get away from the Disney life and the Hannah Montana. And then
I love that you call it gracefully when everybody ridiculed her for Wrecking Ball. Like, she was ridiculed.
Great.
I know, right? I liked it.
Yeah.
But she was, like, ridiculed. Like, people did not appreciate it then.
I mean, it's like Britney Spears did her transitions. I feel like it was at a time where we're not in her social life. She's on all over social media. It's just music videos.
Right.
So she went from, like, that one innocent music video to, like, toxic and freaking, like, I'm a slave. And, like, Christina Aguilera, she went from just, like, doing all this stuff and boom! She did that. I'm like, okay. So it's like, it's kind of like a surprise in your face.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can tell from Miley Cyrus that she was slowly transitioning into what she really wants to become.
Yeah.
You know?
I think now a lot of people look back and are like, oh, I loved her bangers era. But I don't think there were a lot of supporters back then.
No.
Because they still wanted her to be Disney.
They wanted her to be Miley Cyrus.
So, yeah. They wanted her to be
Hannah Montana.
Yeah. So I think JoJo, it's cool that she wants to do this transition, but like, I don't know. I think the whole being photographed, like she called the paparazzi on herself, allegedly, and carrying the giant stuffed animal is kind of like, really? Like,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little weird for me, but do you, boo-boo. Mm-hmm. Speaking of celebrities, you know who Sydney Sweeney is, right?
Sydney Sweeney.
She's like the blonde from Euphoria. She was in that... the movie with the guy recently, the romantic comedy, the rom-com, Anyone But You. She's huge right now. She's got like a spooky movie out where she plays like a nun. Wow, you don't know Sydney Sweeney?
Is she in Riverdale? No, not that one.
She, what else is she in that's like really popular right now? Euphoria was her big breakout.
Euphoria. I don't think I saw Euphoria. That's the one with Zendaya, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched that one yet.
Well, Sydney Sweeney is kind of, like, everywhere right now. She's, like, very, very popular. And there's actually a YouTube channel. Oh, what is it called? Scandy? I think it's Scandy. She did a deep dive on, like, all the different times Sydney Sweeney has lied about different things. And it's picking up traction where she's essentially saying that Sydney Sweeney has a tendency to lie in a lot of celebrity interviews. Which, like, I get it. We all tell white lies. But a big one is that she lies about her job at Universal. She claimed that when she worked, like, out of high school, she got a job at Universal Studios, like, the theme park that's in Burbank or wherever. Right? Isn't it Burbank? Studio City?
Studio City.
She claims that she got the job as a tour guide there, which is, like, you ride the tram.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, like, memorize all the different things about these, like, iconic movies and, like, all these different film props. And she claims that she had the job of doing the tour guide. And Scandy did some research and found out that she didn't do that at all. all she did for the theme park, which she did get hired by them for 2 months, is that she was a character attendant where she would help them, like, get dressed backstage sort of thing.
Hmm.
Which isn't, like, you know, it's not, doesn't hurt anybody.
No.
But it's still weird to lie about.
She could have went under a different name?
She actually called Universal and had an anonymous Universal person go through the records.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is like, it's been proven that she's lying.
That's crazy.
Allegedly, for entertainment purposes only.
People.
And like, I get it. White lies here and there, but I think she just wanted to sound more impressive coming out of high school.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because, like, I don't know. You could figure out that, like, I truly did work for Disney and I truly did work for Universal in Orlando. Like, those are all facts. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know. It's just, it was a weird thing to lie about.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, there's a difference between lying and telling, a white lie. Or, like, have you seen that movie Big Fish?
No, I haven't.
Gotta see Big Fish. Big Fish, it's a great Tim Burton movie. But the father is the main character of this. And the father has a son. And the son is like this older guy. He already has a family. And he's just tired of his dad's stories. Like, because they're like lies.
Mm.
It's like, you did not meet this witch in a house. You did not meet this werewolf guy. You did not meet this blah, blah, blah. You didn't do all this stuff like that. You're just elaborating. You're just lying.
Yeah.
And the father was like, these are real people.
Uh-huh.
And spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoil it. Who cares?
Spoiler alert, when the father dies, all these people in his story are at his funeral.
Oh.
And his son is like, the way the father described these people, it's a little imaginative, but it's like, these people exist.
Yeah.
This situation happened, but I'm showing some more color in it because either it was boring, the situation, or it was so magical. This is I can describe that situation or that moment with these people. It's a great cast. Danny DeVito's in it, which is awesome.
I love Danny DeVito.
Ewan McGregor plays a young version of the dad.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. It's really good.
I thought at first you were describing Liar Liar, because I've seen that movie.
Almost like Liar. Well, yeah. Liar Liar,
Can't like Tell
a Lie. But this one is...
It's a little different.
It hits the feels. It hits the feels, yeah.
Okay, I'll definitely have to watch it. I wrote it down.
Cool.
It's in my notes.
It's a Tim Burton thing, so it's like...
Oh, so it's a little spooky.
It's a little spooky when it has to be spooky in the spooky parts. But other than that, it's a very beautiful, beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. So you were saying that, like, there's a difference between, like, a light lie and just, like, fabricating a story? Is that what you were trying to
say? Like, like, today I went over to your house to film this show, to film this episode. But I'm like, dude, so on my way, I saw this blah, 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 this and blah, 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 and I parked and blah, 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 just adding more to it. You know.
That dramatization, kind of thing. Right?
Dramatization, yes, yes.
Yeah. I just think it's a weird thing to lie about. And, like, part of me, which I'm curious your thoughts on this, is I think it's not just her. I think it's her PR team. Like, I think they're the ones that are trying to, like, especially when you become, like, a big celebrity. Like, she's in a lot of things. Like, I'll show you her IMDb after this.
Cool.
I think her team is, you know, building her up as a celebrity and trying to show that, like, look at all these impressive things that she's done. She's, like, the perfect girl next door. She was her valedictorian. How do you say that word? Valedictorian?
Valedictorian.
So she, like, which, when you do further research, she was, like, one of 8 students in her graduating year. So of course she was validated. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of, like, little things that came out. So, like, watch Scandi's video if you're curious about it. But I do find it fascinating that instead of just coming forward and being like, oh yeah, I did work at Universal, but that's not the job I did.
Mm.
You know, it's a little strange, but whatever.
It could be the agents.
I do think it's the PR team just trying to make her seem more impressive, but she's already so impressive. So why lie? That was another just interesting hot topic that came out. The Quiet on Set documentary came out, and that's, like, a big topic of discussion. And we'll actually do a deep dive. Actually, we did a deep dive on this. So be sure to check that out if you haven't seen that video. Go watch it. Our editor, Chompy, came on and talked a lot about it, too, because it affected them in a way, too, that we all wanted to dive in on. But it's a great documentary. I'm usually not a person who watches documentaries. But the person who the documentary is kind of built around actually came on and did, like, an apology to a bunch of people, but didn't really like say sorry for like, I don't know, the predatory behavior or anything. It was just very, he was very blasé. Like, I'm sorry you felt that way about the things I did. And that's kind of making headlines right now is him coming forward and talking instead of just, I don't know, sweeping it under the rug.
Wow.
But I also think his team or whoever's protecting him was like, you should do an interview. Like, mm-hmm. In my opinion, I think that that's what's happening.
You know, it's kind of funny. Right now, I'm watching the American Horror Stories with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that. She's really? Like telling the girl that's the main character in the story, but she's a celebrity, what to do and all this kind of like this. Like, she's hiring a PR team. It's like, this is what you're going to say. This is going to do this, blah, blah, blah. Somebody died that she wasn't close with. So you're going to go to the funeral and you're going to speak on her behalf, blah, 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 blah. And this
Whoa.
And that, like that. And then, like, I think that'll put you up for a Gotham Award and then the Oscars and blah, 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 blah. It's like totally other people running this person's
life
while she's trying to have a kid.
Wow. While
she's trying to get impregnated by, like, this new thing with Jigger Boy now. But so it's it's creepy, and Kim Kardashian's doing a really good job. Kudos to you. She's acting like her mom in this show.
Interesting.
So it's really cool. She's I suggest checking out. It's the latest one with Kim Kardashian.
How is her acting? Like, do you
really good? Cause my ex used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians mm-hmm. back in the days, and I couldn't stand any of them.
Yeah.
But Kim's actually doing a really good job. I mean, her character is like a bitch role, like bossy,
okay,
bitchy, like, don't waste my time, excuse me, snobby. It's like, yeah, oh, waiter, what is this? Or like, there's a smudge on this. Like, she's being herself, but she's
okay,
she's not really acting dumb. She's actually professional. It's kind of like what her mom is. Her mom okay. is like, her mom is like the only one I can see as a business person that knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's acting like her mom is. So
interesting. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I've heard mixed reviews on Kim's mm-hmm. acting, but I also feel like it's popular to hate the Kardashians right now.
It is.
So I'm not surprised people are being like, oh, her acting is not, like, you could tell that she's not an actor. And it's like, well,
it's not that duh. It's not that she's not an actor, but I think the character that she's playing is so perfect and
yeah.
so her
Ooh.
That she doesn't really have to act. She just be herself.
Okay, I love that, though. Yeah. That's great.
And the fact that it's American Horror Story and not her show.
Yeah.
That she can actually go, she can either be herself and not water it down. Like, mm-hmm. she's on her own show, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give it a look.
Speaking of PR teams, like, really taking things over, have you heard about the unfortunate news about Kate Middleton coming out and having cancer? It's yeah. another big popular thing.
Yeah.
So I thought this was a very interesting topic because people were accusing her PR team or anybody around her that they're like corroborating some sort of like narrative or trying to come up with something to say to the public because they released a photo of her with her three kids that people were like, this photo wasn't taken recently. This is from months ago at a charity event they did. And I've seen YouTube videos where they pick apart, see these shoes that she's wearing and the jeans that she's wearing. You could see her in this photo that paparazzi got of her at a grocery store when they were doing like some charity event. Mm-hmm. That it's the same pair of shoes and the same pair of pants. And the sweater she's wearing is a very like iconic like designer made sweater, but you could tell that somebody photoshopped it to be a different color in this photo. So the public was panicking for weeks that they thought something had happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it came out because the public begged for her to come out and say that what was actually happening is that she has cancer is yeah. what they said. But the reason that I wanted to bring this up on Hot Topics is that like, I wasn't really following it. It's not something I'm interested in. I don't follow the royal family at all. I thought it was interesting that they were keeping something so secretive, but willing to put out this photo and willing to like, you know, breadcrumb this information when all they had to say was that she was having health issues and that they wanted privacy until she was ready to come out and talk about what had happened.
Yeah.
'Cause people were putting together narratives that they thought she, you know, was swapped out with a clone or that she had died or something like so dramatic because that's what the internet does.
People are so funny.
But like,
she got swapped out with a clone.
I mean, people say that about Avril Lavigne.
I know. It was like,
and Britney.
And, well, I think Britney took out her chip, her.
Oh no!
Oh. It's like she's now malfunctioning. She does not have that Disney chip anymore.
Yeah. Oh, poor Brittany.
I know. Mm.
But yeah, I was curious. Like, in my opinion, I think her PR team or whoever helps keep her looking good and at all these public events and like putting out statements on her behalf. I think they should have just put out like a, hey, she would like some privacy right now. Everything's okay. She's good. But like the family just needs some privacy. I think that would have eliminated a lot of people red string, you know, taking all these photos and being like, this is happening to her. But like, what are your thoughts? Like, how do you think her team should have handled this?
I think exactly what you said.
Yeah.
It should have just says like she's having some health issues.
Yeah.
An actor, Chazwick Boseman, the actor that played Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Around Endgame, I think, he was giving some interviews and people were saying he looks really sick, like skinny, like deadly
ill.
People were
saying he looked like he was on drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to, like, no one knew until he passed away that he was battling cancer.
Yeah.
But he was battling cancer by doing all these movies in 1 year. Mm. Like, he went through Black Panther, he went through Endgame, he went through, I think, his last movie did where he's like a detective and whatnot. I'm just like,
wow.
Keeps on the wraps, you know? And I.
Do you applaud him for it or do you think that that was a mistake?
I do because it's my mother, she didn't tell me that she had cancer. Mm. She just went out.
Yeah.
She didn't want the treatment or anything like that. I didn't find out until I noticed that she was getting skinnier.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want it. I live my life. You're okay in life. You're fine. I don't have to worry about you. I've done my thing. I'm just ready to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, I look at him like, why did you tell me anything? He's like, because you've been worried. You would have moved back to San Diego. You wouldn't want to take care of me and blah, 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 blah. Just on that. You would just would have put your life on hold for me. Mm. And I wouldn't want to do that or have any sympathy or feel bad. And I was like, she makes a point. Because yeah. I would have done that. I would have done exactly what she said. But her, like, not knowing until, like, a couple of hospital visits. And then I'm, like, at work. And, like, my uncle tells me, like, she's in the hospital. She's not looking too good. I couldn't get the time off of work.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she passes away in the hospital.
Wow.
But she's been doing a lot of like hospital visits because I'm like, you know, she used to be a smoker and a drinker and stuff like that, and her health wasn't that great, you know, in my 20s, and so I was just like, she's just in the hospital again. It's nothing of it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So you just thought it was another hospital visit. You didn't realize that it was her.
Yeah. But if she would have told me right off the bat, it would have changed my whole trajectory in life. So,
So how does that influence your thoughts on the Black Panther actor?
You don't want anything to ruin.
Right.
Or give it, give anything kind of merit or credit.
Right.
It's like, oh. Watch this movie because he was battling with cancer and he's dying, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, this is like his last movie and this and that, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of like, just like, just let me do my thing and go. That's it.
Yeah.
Personal life is personal life, I believe, you know.
Yeah.
Depends on what you do personally. But, you know, if you're like a, you know, one of those bad people.
Watch that episode if you are curious. Well, I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. That had to be really difficult. Like, you know, wishing that you had time and more notice.
It was, but at the same time, it didn't affect me as much as it would have.
You're happy the way that it turned out, you would say?
Yeah, I'm happy for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy that she, like, got a chance to do her own thing and go out the way she wanted to.
Yeah. Especially knowing that, I feel like, I think him keeping it to his family, because it sounded like his family knew, right?
His family knew, yeah.
Okay. That's all I would, my two cents on it is that I think, like, obviously letting your family know, I would want to know. I would want to know sooner than later, even if it does affect my life, but that's just me. I'm, I don't know. I'm very sensitive and I like having more notice than not enough notice kind of thing. But, I think him keeping it from the public was a good choice. But it would have been hard because people were scrutinizing his looks. So
that's the difficult thing too.
It's hard to let the haters hate on you and just let it roll off your back.
So many haters.
All of the haters. Speaking of haters, you know who's getting a lot of hate right now? On a lighter note,
who?
J-Lo. So I'm laughing because I was so inspired by the hate that I not only watched her movie that came out. But I watched the documentary first, where she takes you as a behind the scenes look of her movie. And it basically shows you all the different scenes that are going to happen in the movie and how she went from writing this new album. And instead of just releasing it as an album, she made it into a movie where you watch, like, it's like song. And then there's a little bit of dialogue and then the next song and then a little bit of dialogue and the next song.
It's a musical.
Yeah, basically. And she tells the story of how nobody wanted to buy this project and she had an investor and they pulled out. And I don't know why. She didn't ever release why. And eventually, obviously, Amazon bought it. It's on Amazon Prime. And it is getting ridiculed on TikTok, on social media. People are saying that nobody loves J-Lo more than J-Lo. And, like, I kind of have to agree. It's literally, it's why, it's a story about how she ended up with Ben Affleck again, after all the years, which I think is fascinating in some extent, because obviously there was tabloids about them getting together, breaking up, them separating, getting married to other people, having kids with other people, and then getting back together. But, like, I don't know that it needed a whole movie about it. Like, I found myself getting bored. I found certain parts to be, like, very cheesy and not, like, musical cheesy. It was just very, like, ooh, you could tell she wrote this herself. And I think it could have been interesting if she would have hired and outsourced actual writers. Mm-hmm. And I think it would have been really cool as, like, a Vegas residency, but not a movie and a documentary.
Almost like a biopic, right?
Yeah.
Of herself?
Yeah, I think it would have been cool as, like, a Vegas residency where she's doing all the songs in a movie kind of format where it's like one, like kind of like a musical on a stage. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been way more interesting. And I think it would have been more appropriate for the age group, the demographic that would go to Vegas and would listen to her, her music and watch a show. But like, I wish she would just admit to the whole having other singers sing for her. Mm-hmm. I think I would have enjoyed it way more if she took some accountability, because in this, I don't feel like she did. All she said was like, oh, if I just would have loved myself instead of marrying these other people, things would have went better for me. And I wish celebrities would take more accountability, but I think accountability nowadays is seen as admitting guilt or admitting fault, and then they can lose assets and those sort of things. But accountability is hot. Let's get back to that. So yeah, that's my two cents on J-Lo. I watched the whole documentary. Is kind of mid.
Yeah. J-Lo, you know.
She out.
Yeah.
I know you had a hot topic that is getting a lot of press right now, which is the X-Men.
Oh, the X-Men is so woke, everyone says. I'm like, does it? I mean, who? Okay, were you alive during like the 90s? Like, how old are you in the 90s when the show was originally aired on? Like 93, 94.
I wasn't around, so I don't, I didn't exist. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it.
I grew up watching the X-Men and like looking what is considered woke. There's a lot of things that were woke back then. Not necessarily a lot of things, but X-Men was definitely woke. They dealt with topics and situations that are just so, I guess, woke. I mean, in the 90s, like
groundbreaking.
Yeah
influential, thought provoking.
Like mutants being different, being hated, being ridiculed, being like processed, being like, you can relate to that with being like black or like being like gay or like anything. Like there was like topics and episodes that hit so close to home in the like that was like reflecting from the 80s and 90s.
Okay, yeah,
you know, being out there. Like you look at everyone's saying that Gambit is like, you know, I was like, oh, look at him wearing a crop top and like the pink.
He was
like,
ahead shirt. Of his time.
I was like, look at all the other guys that wore crop tops were a fashion, okay? Bill Paxton and Weird Science, Adam Sandler and Airheads. It was a metal Airheads, yeah, Airheads, like the metal thing. It was like that crop top was a look. You know?
Okay, yeah,
that was a thing. Like Josh Brolin, Goonies. He was working out. It's a crop top, and like. But the colors and pinks would not. Yeah, so what? He's bisexual. Who cares? You know?
Yeah.
But
they're claiming it's woke now?
Yeah, like the new X-Men 97. And the way I watched it, I went through the premiere night, it just felt the same. Same topics. It's a continuation from the 97. The last episode aired in 97, and now they're picking up from that. Okay. It's a different animation, everything like that, but the topics and situation, the comic book itself, I read before the, like, I saw the actual show on Fox. It was that deep. So I'm like, people just need to calm down with what's woke and stop labeling things. Just let things be.
I think it's okay to be like woke or like out there because that's our time period and it's more, I don't know. It's like you can give people more credit for trying something new. Mm-hmm. So instead of, like you said, labeling it as woke, I think we should view it as like, oh, they tried something new.
I feel like MTV back then was woke.
Yeah.
You know, the music television, see something different. I don't know.
Hmm.
It's a strange topic, but I'm like, it's like, stop trying to like criticize it or it just grinds my gears.
Oh, okay. It grinds your gears. Love that throwback. Go watch that episode if you haven't seen it.
I love that episode.
I know.
We should do more of that.
I think we should have that as like a segment.
What's grinding your gears week topic?
Like, what's your DeLulu for the week? And then like, what grinds your gears?
Yes.
DeLulu. Yeah, should we?
I love that.
Let us know in the comments below.
Yes, let us know.
Actually, what's something that's kind of grinding my gears this week, which is kind of funny that you bring that up, is everybody keeps sending me the article of Fitness Nala. She's an Only Flapjacks girl performer. She has posted everywhere that she's quitting Only Flapjacks and is like turning to Jesus and religion. I don't know if it's Christianity. I don't know like what subdivision she's mm-hmm. of religion she's turning to, but it's her and Woe Vicky. I don't know if you remember Woe Vicky. She was like a big...
Yes.
Big problematic content creator back in the day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, she mm-hmm. also has an Only Flapjacks and now is denouncing Only Flapjacks. And they both have returned to religion. And everyone keeps sending me the articles and asking me because I have photos with both of them. I have content with both of them. Well, not content with Woe Vicky, but I have a photo with her. Mm-hmm. And I have talked to her in person. And I think my big blanket statement about the whole situation is that just because I've worked with them doesn't mean I can speak on their behalf or I know any more information.
Right.
All I want to say is that if that's the journey they're going on, that's great for them. I hope they're doing it out of a place of love and trying to better themselves as opposed to doing it for clickbait. I don't know. I don't talk to them personally.
Clickbait or the churches are giving them hush money.
Oh, the church is giving them hush money?
It's like, no, now change your religion and saying that this was evil and you should not do this.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know. I truly don't know, and I don't want to speak or answer anything for them. I just hope whatever they're doing makes them happy and provides them some sort of joy, peace, mm-hmm. and brings them whatever they're looking for is kind of my statement.
Some people need that. On it. It's like they're yeah. like a form of therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the guitar player from Korn, I don't know if you know mm. that band.
Mm-hmm. I do know Korn. not personally, but...
what do you call it? Not Fieldy. Head. Head is the character. He was like a heroin junkie, I think, or whatever.
Oh.
He went crazy. Then he left the band, and then he found God.
Okay.
Got baptized in the Jordan River.
Love that.
And then came back, and he's just... It's different.
Yeah.
He's in a band still, and it's like... Sometimes people need something like that. It's an escape. Or yeah. escape, or...
Refuge,
yeah.
Or like, you know, it helps them make better choices because they're thinking of the future instead mm-hmm. of just doing things for the gratifying now.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If you get sent this podcast and you're wondering my thoughts on it, because a lot of people have DM'd me about this Only Flapjacks, oh my gosh, I almost said the word, Only Flapjacks creators turning to religion. I'm here for it. I don't know any more information than you. I wish them the best and I hope that they're finding some refuge, some positive mm-hmm. vibes from it, or just, you know, some peace. Because we all need some peace, you know?
We do.
We all need a little peace in our lives. Speaking of peace, this has nothing to do with peace, but P. Diddy.
P. Diddy!
What is happening with that? I have no idea, but you asked me if I knew about it, and I was like, what?
It's all over my YouTube and TikTok feeds. Basically, the rapper... Everyone knows Sean Diddy Combs.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Sean Diddy Combs. Well, I think Diddy is not his real middle name, but it's probably just something he
made up.
Made up, yeah. He's accused for sex trafficking.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, not a surprise though.
Right. Formerly known as know some other names underground, blah, blah, blah. I'm reading this off of TMZ.
Oh, okay. Sourced by TMZ.
Federal agents uh-huh. with U.S. Homeland Security Ooh. Raided two of the rapper's houses, one in Los Angeles and one in Miami.
Yes, two. Oh, okay. No, of course. Okay, good. Good for them.
On March 25th, and he faces like variety of like allegations and like of mm-hmm. sex trafficking, people doing things, are forced to do things. People that worked with him are forced to like, hey, have sex with his sex workers, so like that.
Oh,
coming out of the woodwork that he has like tapes of people. He has proof on people. If anybody wants to blackmail him, he's like, I got you on tape doing this weird thing like that.
Whoa.
And a lot of and Cassidy. Remember Cassidy?
The singer.
Yes. She filed charges on him back in 2000. Hold on.
I remember this. I remember hearing about it.
Yeah, back in like a couple years ago, her full name is Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Cassandra Ventura. That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
Filed a lawsuit in 2023, alleged that she was trafficked and raped.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then another guy that worked with P. Diddy, he's like just an associate, uh-huh. was forced to engage in relationships with sex workers.
Oh my gosh.
Working with him. So like, and like some people said that, somebody said, uncredited on this TMZ thing that I saw on YouTube, that he has tapes. He has mm-hmm. tapes and videos of people doing things.
Is that alleged that he has those, or they went on the record and they said they found
those? This is why they raided his house.
Got it. Okay.
Both his house. So they got tip off. Evidence. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
So far, nothing has stick, but like he was running for a minute. People like
that doesn't look good. Yeah.
Like he left Los Angeles. Like he like left on a plane. As soon as they found out that he was like his house about to get raided, there was a warrant for it, ready to go.
Wow.
And then now, just recently, he's been like spotted riding his bike in Miami.
Okay.
So we don't know what's going on with that. There hasn't been mm-hmm. any kind of like
No update
yet, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna come. But I'm just like, it would make a lot of sense. There's a lot of things there's a lot of things circling around P. Diddy.
Yeah.
With like the Tupac thing and the Biggie thing and the record companies. So crazy.
I wonder, because I've seen videos of him and Justin Bieber talking from when Justin Bieber was like really, really young.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if they are allegedly, this is just my opinion, if they're going to use P. Diddy to, like, capture others. Like, maybe if he's just a pawn in somebody else's game kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're trying to get bigger predators.
Like the Weinstein thing.
Yeah. Hollywood is so dark. Like, it's so scary.
The reason why it's dark is no one's ever... It was just... Everyone, I want to say accepted it, but that's just the way business was ran.
That's awful.
With certain people. Gosh. Especially when people are in the chair and they're executives, they're major companies.
It's scary.
It's very scary. Like, I would draw a limit to, like, how it's like, oh, do this or you will never be famous. I'm like, well, that goes against me.
Yeah.
Even if I was young, I'm just like, I don't think this is right. And I'll just leave, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like it's different for each individual because some people are so desperate for fame and desperate for attention. Yeah. That's why I'm kind of glad, like, social media platforms exist, because now it's like you can have your own – you can dictate – essentially how famous you want to be mm-hmm. by like how often you post and those sort of things, because like, you know, it keeps you mentally safe and also like it stops these sort of situations mm-hmm. from happening. Although I'm sure it still is happening today, and I hope they get what they're looking for out of P. Diddy, but wow, that's...
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's drama. Good sourcing, by the way. Yes, TMZ. Way to go. One other like light, fun last topic I have mm-hmm. is about Love is Blind. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
Okay. So Love is Blind is like a reality TV show.
I live under a rock.
You live under a rock?
I live under a rock called planet Earth. So I live on the moon. I'm far away from all this stuff, even though I have like social content and whatnot. I either hear from you mm-hmm. or Chrissy or what I see like on my feed on YouTube or TikTok. So yeah.
Same. But I'm like deep in, like I'm under the rock as well. Like mm-hmm. especially with like media, like TV. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a lot of TV shows or movies, but I know everything about like gossip because it's fed to me through like TikTok, YouTube. So anyways, Love is Blind is a TV show. It's reality. So it's kind of like the New Jersey Shore in my opinion. But instead of, like, them going out and partying all the time and, like, looking for love in that sense, they are put in what is called pods. So it's like a room, kind of like this, where there's couches, there's like a divider, mm-hmm. and you interview the other people on the other side to try to find love, and it's blind because you can't see them. So it would be like if we put a wall in between us.
It's like The Love Connection.
I haven't seen that one, but I...
Oh, The Dating Game.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dating game show.
Yeah, so, well, The Love, they didn't go on dates, but there was mm-hmm. three people on one side, and there was a girl on the other side. She can't see the three guys. Mm. And she goes, bachelor number one. She asks them questions, and then she'll pick on who she wants to go on a date with.
Oh.
With, like, the best answer, the voice, and something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely like that, except for the other, like we would interview with each other, and mm-hmm. then we would go to a different rooms and interview with other people, so it was, like, more private.
Like speed dating.
Yeah, and okay. then you would pick at the end, I think, is, like, you get married to the person that you're choosing, because love is blind. It's, like, the thing.
Wow.
So there's a lot of controversy going, like, as each episode was coming out, there's a big controversy topic on this girl named Chelsea, because she was in a pod with this guy named Jimmy, and he was kind of, like, asking her what she looked like, and you're not supposed to, like, divulge what you look like, mm-hmm. but she had said that people compare her to, what's his name? MGK? MTK?
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yes. Ah. She said that people compare her to his fiance wife, which is Megan Fox.
Wow.
And she even said, as soon as it came out of her mouth, she was like, but I don't see it because I don't think I look like her, but I think people compare me to her because I have light eyes, so blue eyes, and dark hair. Mm. And this guy, Jimmy, on the other end, like, gets excited. You see him, like, elated because even though she said all of that, all he got out of that whole thing was, I'm dating Megan Fox. Like, even his interview, if you watch it, that they, like, the private interview, like, oh, how did it go with Chelsea? He's like, I'm dating Megan Fox. She says she looks like Megan Fox. And that's not what she said. So TikTok was ridiculing this woman, like putting her photo next to Megan Fox. She never said she had the body like her. She never said she like looked like her. But if you like zoom in and you put them like next to each other, like just their eyes and like the top of their nose, she does very much so, in my opinion, I think looks similar to Megan Fox.
Okay.
Figure wise, not so much. Voice wise, I wouldn't say so, but that's like a big controversy that's going around about them. But she ends up picking Jimmy, I think is how it all goes, and she picks Jimmy over this other guy whose name is Trevor, and he's the hot topic for this week, where everybody's buzzing about him because he's on a dating show, but it came out that he had a girlfriend for like 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So. And how it came out is that she outed him. So he says he's going on this dating show, right? He does all the interviews, does all the stuff, has a girlfriend, tells her like, okay, babe, I'm going on this dating show. So they take away their phones, right? They can't talk for the time that they're on the show. He comes back, talks to the girlfriend a little bit, says like, oh, I was in the top two for this girl. She didn't end up picking me. Yay, I'm so happy to be back. But the show airs and he ghosts his girlfriend completely ghosts her. So she was the whistleblower being like, by the way, he was dating me the whole time. Crazy. And people felt bad for this guy because he like he works with like disabled kids and like he got tossed over by this girl. Like they're all like, why didn't she pick Trevor? Like she should have picked Trevor. And now everybody's like, oh, we're glad she didn't pick him because this guy's a total liar. And he's apparently booked to be on another dating show, which I don't know if that's gonna even happen, but it's called what is it? Perfect Match is the show that he allegedly is now going to be on season 2 for.
I mean, central casting, you got to like have the partners like,
yes.
So, like sign a waiver that you can't talk anything. I mean, I've auditioned for a couple of reality films, like reality shows. And I was just like, no, it was Sunset Strips and then something else. But I was like, I don't like the way their people were portrayed after that.
Yeah, because they have to make somebody the villain.
They have to.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling that if I get casted, I'll probably be the villain or the asshole, the jerk that gets people to break up or whatever like that. So I'm like, I got a great reputation going on. I really don't need that like in my life. Good. Because even though it's reality, it's still scripted and casted.
For sure.
Spoiler alert for you people.
Spoiler alert. I didn't have to audition, but I was offered by Love Island.
Oh,
like,
nice.
When I was, like, going super viral on TikTok all the mm-hmm. time, I was asked by their casting director or producer, like, twice in an email being like, come on Love Island. But mm-hmm. I never wanted to dabble in reality game shows yeah. like that because, again, they make somebody the villain. I've heard, this is alleged, I know this from a valid source, but they don't want to be named or anything. But they purposely, like, deprive you of sleep. They make sure there's alcohol or, like, you know, alcohol, drugs, whatever you want to kind of, like, beef up the antics a little bit. Wow. And I need sleep, so I won't be doing that.
Right.
But no reality TV shows for me anytime soon.
The only reality TV show I would like to do is, like, Surviving in Alaska on my own.
Okay, yeah.
Like, my dad taught me how to, like, hunt and dress animals and what to eat, what not to eat, how to boil, how to make cuts and whatnot. And
so you would do like Survivor, but in Alaska?
Yeah, not so much of a competition with other people, but just like, it's, I can't remember how, it's like whoever's the last one standing.
Okay, wins. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're put in like remote areas, so you don't see each other. You're not anywhere close to people.
Yeah.
But they're giving you like a certain amount of equipment, and then you got to use that for
you got to survive. Yeah. Oof, I could not. I actually started watching Lost recently.
Oh, nice.
And I have realized that I would be useless. like I'll keep the fire going, but I couldn't start a fire. I have no idea how to hunt. So if I'm like stranded, you're on my team.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
I'll berry pick, and then you can tell me if they're poisonous or not.
berries are tricky. I have my dad. I wasn't in an area that had different types of berries.
Okay.
But mushrooms, yes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. We got this. Well, that's all the hot topics I have for today. Did you have any other fleeting hot topic thoughts?
Think about that Megan Fox kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
If I took a pitch, if you were describing yourself, if you know who this person is, Charisma Carpenter?
I don't think I know. I could look
She
up.
Played Cordelia in Buffy and an Angel.
Okay, let me look him up. I have a hair on my phone. Sorry.
If you would describe yourself that you look like her, I could see it.
Wait, which, what was her name?
Charisma? Carpenter.
Carpenter. That I look like this person?
Yeah, if you did like a face-to-face kind of thing. Like a picture-by-picture.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. She's very beautiful. I'll take that.
Yeah, like hairstyle and maybe like certain like types of makeups and whatnot that you wear.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could totally see that, yeah.
She also has like a really good smile, so.
So if you describe yourself like that, I'd be like, oh shit, I'm dating Cordelia.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's so funny. That's hilarious. Yeah, I never know what celebrity to say I look like because I don't feel like I really look like any of them.
I've gotten Prince, Dave Navarro,
ooh,
and
Prince. Okay.
And Lenny Kravitz.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I've gotten those.
Huh.
In the past. Lately? Not so much lately.
I get Brett Cooper a lot, but she's not like a celebrity. She has her own podcast. Well, maybe now she's a celebrity.
Huh.
But she looks very similar to me. It's really strange.
Interesting.
Yeah. But she's like, she's very like conservative. So her podcast is like very conservative, which is hilarious because we are not.
Should try to get her on the show.
You know, Brett Cooper, if you're watching, let's get you on. I don't think she'll do it. But, yeah, that's all I got for today's episode. Do you have any parting DeLulu wishes to pass on to our viewers?
Be kind. Aww. Be excellent to each other.
Yeah.
And the world can be a rough place if you don't have love, peace, and chicken grease.
Aww. And stay DeLulu. Be sure to subscribe, ring that notification bell, and check us out on everywhere you listen to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review. We greatly appreciate it, especially because we are still new. We are in our infancy, so please... Please help us help our baby grow. And share this with your friends because maybe they have some input on the hot topics and hot takes. And let us know what you think about the hot takes because I want to do the hot takes more often.
Yeah.
And the grind our gears.
Yes.
I think we're going to do that way more often. But yeah, subscribe. Stay DeLulu. I'm the bear today, by the way.
You're the bear?
I'm the bear. Or maybe I'm the cat. I think I'm panicking. I'll be the cat.
I'll be the bear.
You be the bear. I'll be
yeah.
the cat.
Yeah.
Bye.